Who's playing with you in Denver?
That'll be with Jonathan Blake on drums and Gerald Clayton on piano and Greg Tardy on clarinet and saxophone.
Bill Frisell on the line with us from somewhere. Is it true that in the recording of Four, you all just rolled into the studio with little preparation and lots of room to explore?
Well, yeah. You know, I played with everyone individually before, and then it had been quite a while. I'd had this dream of this combination of people, and then the pandemic happened. I wrote a lot of music, and it just kept floating around the idea, and it seemed sort of casual. I was with Don Was, the president of Blue Note. We went out one night to the Village Vanguard, and we were sitting there, and I said, oh yeah, I have this idea about sticking these guys together. And he was like, yeah, man, we got to do that. He was just immediately into the idea. So it suddenly became a reality. And then a few months later, we all got together and played. So the recording is the first evidence of this group playing together. And then when we play in Denver, it'll be, we're just getting started on seems like the recording is always kind of the beginning of the whole thing. And then you start, when you play live, it's like you start exploring and going off in all these directions. So it's really exciting for me.
Now, let me see if I have this right. The musical idea is not necessarily a specific melody all the time, but really putting together the right group of folks.
Of course, there's the melody and the song, or it's not so much about what the instrument is. You know, it's more about, I'm thinking about the personalities and the way folks get along with each other, you know, and the chemical reaction that might happen. I'll write a song and then I'll present it to the guys. And from there, it's just, I'm looking to their experience and their, you know, I want to be surprised by what happens. I don't want to have it all figured out before we play. I'm looking to be shocked and amazed, you know, so that's why I chose these guys. The idea of me being the leader of the band, so-called leader, I don't think that's quite the right description. It's more like the guys in the band are really my teachers. They're everyone's a leader. So, yeah, I heard a quote recently from, I'm not sure if it was Jack DeJohnette said it or maybe Duke Ellington said it, but he said, if you have to tell the guys in the band what to do, you've got the wrong guys in the band. So that really rings true for me.
You played with so many people. Is there anybody that you didn't get to play with that you always wanted to play with but is no longer around or something like that? Was there anybody?
I've gotten to play with so many of the...
I know.
The people that I, you know, all so many of my heroes, you know.
I get you. I just was curious for myself.
I mean, there's always someone. There's people that, you know, that I don't... There's so many people I haven't even met yet. Music is amazing.
Oh, man.
The way it gets passed around.
And my condolences. Ron Miles was a really good friend of mine, too. So,
Yeah, that's been such a... Well, every day I think about him, and he'll never stop inspiring me. Or, you know, I just... Every day I think about, well, what would Ron think about this? Or, you know, he's still helping me get through it, you know.
Basically, if you can tell me about your rig, is there a different rig you use on the road than when you record?
Well, not really, but it's always changing. That's, you know, now I have to say I have a bit of a problem with accumulating these things. By the time I get to Denver, I'll be 72. Oh, dear. I'll be 72 by then. So I have a lot of guitars, so... When I'm traveling, you know, I can only bring one with me. You know, I don't have a big crew of roadies and people to carry all my stuff. So it's just me carrying my one guitar on my back. But at home, there's a big pile of them. And then every time I go out, it's it's sort of, which one should I take this time? And every one seems to have kind of they all have different stories in them, or they'll inspire me in different ways. So I have an old, this was a gift. It was amazing that I got this guitar. It's an old Gibson J45 from the early 40s.
I'm making a face over here. Wow, what a guitar.
It has a different logo at the top. Like they call it a banner year or something like that. And it was during the war. It's kind of far out story that all the folks working in the factory at that time were women, because all the men were gone. And so I guess there's this batch of guitars that were all made by women during these few years there. So somehow I got one of those guitars. It's just fantastic, you know.